Virginia Wallen, who grew up helping out on her family's farm, developed all the skills required by a professional woodworker early on.
It wasn't so much as a passion growing up, you know, doing woodworking as much as a requirement, you know, help me, you know, mend fences or you know, work on the farm or do things like that.
Still, carpentry wasn't her first career choice. Wallen worked for 11 years with an IT company.
I was pretty certain that that was my career path for the rest of my life. Like, I was going to retire from this company and this job. When I got laid off, I was devastated. I didn't quite know what to do with myself. I was applying for jobs everywhere. I cannot just sit around and do nothing. And I was driving my husband crazy.
Inspired by her dogs, Penny and Chloe, Wallen returned to her hobby and made a crate for them. Then she posted the pictures online.
That week, I had 5 people reach out to me asking if I would build them one.
So she came up with the idea saying, maybe I'll start building these. I thought she was crazy at first, but after the first one and was well received, it was great. You know, I was like, okay, well, if this is going to take off, this is going to take off.
And it did, but that wouldn't have been possible without her husband's help.
So I kind of took over Mr. Mom. I kind of stepped in and, you know, had to be more hands-on with the kids and more hands-on with the school stuff and dinners and stuff like that.
That gave Wallen the time she needed to build her brand, Ginny Bins. Her products are made of recycled wood and have a warm, vintage look. She markets her work online, and that's where Heather Abbott discovered Wallen, as she was in the process of opening a daycare center.
I want something very customized that looked like it would go into a home.
What about the pictures that we have, the artboards that you like so much?
Abbott says Wallen understood what she wanted, from the whimsical to the practical.
One of the things that I really was looking forward to is there's a bookshelf that looks like a tree and the table for the staff kitchen because I wanted them to have a nice place. And the angle of the room was weird, so she had to make it small enough to fit in.
Abbott loves each of these items and the message of unlimited possibilities behind them.
That teaches our teachers, our students, our families that pass by through. They know that Virginia made those pieces, and they can say, this is a stereotype that we're breaking down.
For Virginia Wallen, that's woodworking, the work she has fun doing every day. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.